There we go. So before we start our program for this evening, I'm just going to bow our heads for a word of prayer as we open. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for bringing us to the beginning of another Sabbath, for sparing our lives to see another Sabbath. Lord, we pray that as we spend some time together in worship, that your spirit will be here, that you will fill our hearts with encouragement and with hope, and that you allow our lives to be an example to all we come in contact with. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
This evening we continue our What's the Point series. What's the point? We've had some very interesting interpretations of this, and I believe that God will continue to present a word of hope and encouragement to us. You know, at the end of last year, beginning of January, a lot of the people I called to check up on, they asked that question, what's the point? You know, what was the point of me studying? What was the point of me working so hard to climb the ladder? Or what was the point of me praying and spending money, etc., when all the things I had worked towards are now falling apart? That all the natural progressions that would normally take place have now been shattered because of a virus and because of Brexit and all sorts of things. And it begged the question, what is the point? Why should I continue moving forward? And that's where our series for this month came from. So tonight we have our own head elder, soon to be pastor, Nicole. We're so grateful that she's with us, and we're celebrating her success in her studies. And we know that God will continue to move powerfully in her life as she finishes the last few bits up at Newbold. But she's made time in her schedule to come and share a word with us this evening. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Elder Nicole, and I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will speak through you to share a word of encouragement with us tonight.
So much, Asha. Good night, everyone, and
good night, happy Sabbath.
Hey, Sharon.
Hello.
As Asha said, you know, the series is entitled What is the Point? And as I go through my journey since last year, and, you know, a combination of things and changes, financial woes, and I have meditated on this passage and I wanted to share it with you. So my title for tonight is The Lord is with Me. All right. So I pray that you have your Bibles with you, and so we can explore together tonight. The Lord is with me. So if we look at Isaiah 26 verse 3, Isaiah 26 verse 3. Do we have it? It says, you will keep me in perfect peace. Mine is stayed on you because he trusts you. You will keep him in perfect peace. What a beautiful promise. Perfect peace. God promises that we can have perfect peace. And even more so, we are kept in perfect peace. Now, the Hebrew for that term, perfect peace, is translated as shalom, shalom. The repetition highlights the intensity of that phrase. It's not just shalom, it's not just peace. Shalom, shalom, absolute, complete, perfect peace. And it continues to say, whose mind is stayed on you. This is the place of perfect peace, the source of it. When we keep our minds stayed, and it means settled on, established on the Lord himself, we can be kept in perfect peace. So the Hebrew word for stayed is salmak, and it comes from the root word to prop up, right? So it means like to lean on, to support, to rest, to be sustained. So what is sustaining our minds at this time? What are we laying our mind on? What upholds our mind? What is our mind stand fast on? What is our mind established on? What are we leaning on? It says to have perfect peace. It is not about occasionally thinking about God. It's being stayed, sustained, established on him. And I want to quickly look at a story of a man that we are very familiar with, who we can say had his mind stayed on the Lord and how that helped him in his life. And it's Joseph. So if we look at Genesis 39, we're not going to stay long. We're going to quickly look at his story. Genesis 39. Just focus on a couple of verses from there. Genesis 39. See, Joseph, as we know, was Jacob's favorite son. And he was the firstborn for his favorite wife. And Jacob couldn't help but lavish his favor on Joseph. Joseph got a fancy coat, and that set him apart from the others. And while his other brothers were off tending to the herd, Joseph stayed at home with his father. And so we see it pops up in that chapter, chapter 39. We see the phrase, and the Lord was with Joseph. And it appears several times in the chapter. In particular, when Joseph was sold into the service of Potiphar in Egypt, we are told that the Lord was with Joseph. And so he prospered and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything that he owned. And from the time he was put in charge of his household and all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. And we see a similar story takes place after Joseph is placed in prison after being falsely accused of assaulting Potiphar's wife. So what does it mean when it says the Lord was with Joseph? Other times, you know, we've read the story and we may have always seen the Lord was with Joseph to mean a good thing would happen to Joseph. But that is only a part of the story. After all, if the Lord was with Joseph and it was a great thing, then he wouldn't have ended up a slave. He wouldn't have ended up being thrown in prison. But it says the Lord was with Joseph. And we see here how it sustained him because his mind was stayed on the Lord that was with him. If we look at verse 2 and verse 3, it says the Lord was with Joseph. He was a successful man and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. The Lord, the light of the Lord was coming out of him, and the Lord made all he did to his hand. It prospered. See, Joseph's ordeal was probably worse than any of us have gone through. Yet God did not abandon him, even in the smallest way. If God allowed Joseph to be a slave, then a successful man, even while a slave. And sometimes we may often find ourselves complaining, like, God, you put me in a difficult position. We know what we're going through right now. But yet, through God's will, and because of God's will, Joseph was able to trust him and God blessed him and can do the same for us and make us successful wherever and however, whatever situation we are in. See, externally, it doesn't always appear that God was with him. Although the passage said that God was with him, it doesn't always appear that God was with him. For he didn't always seem to be a prosperous person. But when we come to look at the inside of him and how he dealt with things, it showed that God was with him and that God blessed him. So when we take time to look at our own situation, we see the devastation that is going on right now. We see the job losses. I went out the other day to the shop, and the amount of shops that were closed, and not just closed, they were out of business. And I just thought of the employees that no longer had jobs to go back to when this situation takes a turn for the better. And we may be thinking, how is God blessing me? It says God is with me, but where is he in this situation? It says even in that situation, Joseph became a successful man in the house of the Egyptian. Even at that early point when it seemed like he had no control over his situation, just like now, we have no control over our situation. And he didn't. And right now we don't either. But God used that. Any precocious ideas and evil ideas of men or any ideas of the devil to impede upon our life, God can still accomplish his eternal purpose for us. And even in that situation, it says his master saw that the Lord was with him because he trusted in God. In the situation that we are going through, and people can still see God in us through our diligent work, through how we continue to praise him, even in our moments, even though we can still give thanks for his blessings, even when we probably don't have a job, but yet we still have a roof over our head and we still have food in the fridge. It showed Potiphar that God was real. Potiphar realized that God was with Joseph. Are we allowing people to realize that God is still with us, even in these difficult moments? So when you say, what is the point? To bring God glory. To bring God glory, even in those difficult times when we can still continue to lean on him and let our minds stay on him, and we can still continue to worship. What is the point? To let God's glory be known to others. Again, we see another situation. If you look at verse 21 to 23, where Joseph is prospering, even in prison, it says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because what it says, the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. It said the Lord was with Joseph even while he was sitting in prison. If God blesses Joseph in that pit, if he blesses Joseph as a slave, we should not be surprised when God continues to bless us in our terrible circumstances. When our circumstances change and we may feel defeated, like Joseph could have been, God still had a plan for his life. Just like us, God still have a plan for our life. And the dominating theme here is that Joseph continued to be successful because of God's blessing on him, even in those terrible circumstances. And it tells us in the full chapter, in verse 2, it says, the Lord was with Joseph and he was a successful man. It tells us in verse 3 that the master saw that the Lord was with him and the Lord made all that he did prosper. In verse 5, it tells us again that the master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to prosper off his hands. The Lord was with Joseph, it says in verse 21. And it also says it in verse 23, the Lord was with him. This is what Clark said. It says, it is but of little circumstance where the lot of a servant of God may be cast. Like Joseph, he is ever employed for his master, and God honors him and prospers his work. No matter where we are, no matter what circumstances we are in, God's work for his glory. God's work in all circumstances. It says the keeper of the prison committed all to Joseph. Everything was under his authority in the prison. And as it happens, as we continue in this life, as we continue in the circumstance, this circumstance that we are in, and we say, what is the point? It is for God's glory. It is for God to be seen in us. It is for God's glory to continue to work in us, that when things change, that when things happen, we know that it is not of ourselves, but is because God is with us, and we have set our mind on him. We have established our thoughts on him. We are not going to let our circumstances dictate how we praise and worship our Savior in heaven. Joseph went from privilege in his father's house till the pit his brothers threw him in, to being the property in a slave market, to the privilege of managing Potiphar's house, to the principled stand against temptation, to the perjury of false accusation, to the prison of Pharaoh. As I think, and as we think about when it says the Lord was with Joseph, again, I say it doesn't mean that all good things will happen. But it means that Joseph, just like us, we should be able to keep in touch with those strength from the promises of God and think about the abilities that are beyond us through God. Like the interpretations of Joseph's dreams. So it says that the Lord used Joseph and he prospers. Let the Lord flow into us his plans for us, so we know that we can be kept in perfect peace because he has plans for us. It says the Lord was with Joseph through slavery and betrayal, jail time and abandonment. God never left Joseph, just like now. Yes, we may be going through some terrible circumstances, and I can attest to that. You know, financial difficulties, death in the family, bereavement, illness. It says God never leaves us. Joseph's character of strength and spiritual maturity, it came through, and he endured through the crisis. He never wallowed in self-pity. Instead, his mind stayed steadfast on the Lord. While Joseph's circumstances changed, God never changes. And Joseph's mind stayed on the Lord. While our circumstances changes, God never changes, and our mind should stay on the Lord. He is always with us and enable us in our greatest challenges. God was with Joseph through all the trials and all the troubles he endured, and he is with us too. Have we chosen to trust God with our lives? Have we left everything in his hands, or do we want to take hold of the reins? God has a plan and a purpose for our lives, and is a good plan, one to give us hope. So let us not measure our problems by our ability. Let us measure our problems by God's capabilities. So I want to leave you with this song this evening. It is called I Lift Up My Eyes. I'll play it in your hearing. We'll be right back.
battleground. Nothing shall I fear when the enemy surrounds me. You will defend me. I won't be afraid. This is not the end. I won't be afraid when the odds are stacked against me. You will defend me. I lift my eyes to the mountains. You are highest hill. I lift my eyes to the heavens. You are greater still. My strength comes from the Lord. Everywhere I go, you are by my side. Every single turn, you're before and you're behind me. You always defend me.
So I want to just implore you this evening to let your mind stay on the Lord. Let your mind lean on the Lord, be supported by God's promises. Let your mind be steadfast on those promises. And remember that just like Joseph, God is with us.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Elder Nicole, for sharing those words of encouragement with us. You know, God will keep us in perfect peace when our minds are steadfast, when they're stayed, and they're focused on Him, and we trust in Him. I noticed that we have a little bit more time, so I'm going to give someone the opportunity, if there's anyone that wanted to share a testimony or experience with us, I'm going to open up the floor because I know the past few weeks we've been finishing just in time, so we just have enough time to pray and go. But the good thing is that we have some time today to share what God has been doing for us and in our lives. So don't all jump at once. I see that, you know, Auntie Sharon, I know that you're desperate to share something with us. I can see the enthusiasm in your face. But no, seriously, it is actually really, really important that we have safe spaces where we can share our honest testimonies with each other. And sometimes we look at our experiences and we think, you know, they don't sound super dramatic, or they don't sound like a Hollywood style action testimonies, you know, but you don't understand the impact it's having on someone else. And from the smallest things to the largest things, there's always someone else that is going through something that can find some encouragement in our experience. And one thing I learned when I was going through some of my roughest times is it's good to give testimonies in advance, to exercise your faith of knowing what God is about to do even before it happens. And it's interesting when Nicole was talking about Joseph, like we look at Joseph as the whole story. So whenever we see aspects of his story, like we're really comfortable with, oh, that's not too bad because we know how it ends. But he didn't know how it was going to end. And when he was going through those moments, when he was in, listen, I'm not going to speak tonight, so I'm not going to get excited. I'm just saying that there are people that go through some things and it feels like they've been abandoned, but God is still with us. And we need to be able to declare with confidence that God has got us. And even though we can't see how it's going to happen, he has still got us. So I was just giving you some time to think of how you're going to share your testimony with us. But so, although we're jumping at once, anyone have a testimony you want to share, an experience, a word of encouragement you want to share?
I can share, start to share. And because that is a wonderful point, Asha, which I think we should all be able to familiarize, feel familiar with Joseph, because it keeps saying God is with him. But to us, like, how are you with him, Lord? Like, this man is in prison. You know, he doesn't know the end from the beginning. But like you say, we look at the story and we know what the end is. So it makes us comfortable. He didn't know what the end was. And yet it doesn't say he rebelled or anything. So last year, when I was supposed to start my new semester, and so each semester, I have to find £4,700 to register. And I remember dropping my daughter to her father and coming back home and crying in the car and thinking, I don't know where this money is coming from. I cannot find it. And I started to feel overwhelmed. And then I remember a passage, Psalm 77, where it says, remember the days of old. And I literally had to pull over the car because I was getting so worked up. I was getting so anxious. And I had to pull over the car and stop off the road. And I had to shake myself up and said, hold on. Hasn't God done this before? Like, remember the days of old. Like, he's done this before. You know, I can't keep going through the cycle of getting anxious when I've seen what he's done before and I know what he can do. So I had to kind of shake myself up and think and just pray. And I was talking to God in the car, because I pulled over and stopped, as I said, and thought, Lord, I'm so sorry because I keep looking to myself to rectify this. But I need to remember what you've done and know that you have the ability to do whatever it is you need to do. I need to step back and let you do what you need to do and stop getting overwhelmed and anxious about what I'm thinking, what I need to do. It is no longer in my hands. So it's really important that we, one, remember what God has done before and know that he can continue to do more than we can ask. And secondly, just to remember that, yes, he is with us, and we may not see. Denise did a wonderful metaphor on Wednesday when she spoke about how she could see down the road there was an accident, but the person who was driving that she was seeing going towards, I think the accident or the police in the road didn't see it. And this is how God, he has a view of everything. You know, but when we're in the driving seat, we don't see down the road. We're just in the car moving at that moment. Just remember the days of old, what God has done, knowing that, yes, he is with us. Keep our minds stayed on him. Keep our minds focused on him. Keep it steadfast. His promise is already there. Keep those in mind when we go through.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. Was there anyone else that wanted to share? Auntie Sharon, you unmuted yourself.
Did I?
Yeah. I think it's a...
I didn't unmute myself to talk, but as Nicole said, you know, just this week, I've been just... Because I'm at home doing nothing. I had Alyssa last week, homeschooling. This week, I have nothing. So, you know, I've been walking around. I've been doing my walk in my flat. And, you know, because I don't want to go outside. And, you know, just walking. And, you know, just one day, I can't remember which day it was. And I remember when I came back to this country, in 2001 it was, when I came back, and, you know, when I reflect, I said, you know, I just walk up and I said, thank God for where you have brought me from to be here right now. And I was, you know, just as Nicole said, we just have to thank God for what happened, what he has done for us. And I was just walking, thank you, Jesus, for where you have taken me from. And, you know, I just praise the Lord for deliverance.
All right.
That's what I have to say.
Thank you, Auntie Sharon. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I would say a little bit of maybe practical concepts as well. Just a lot of people, you know, Brexit has sort of snuck in, sort of undetected. Because of this pandemic, you know, many people have realized that it has happened. For us in the aviation industry, we realized because overnight, all of our licenses became invalid in about 30 odd countries. And when things like that happen, all of the fallout and the expensive reshuffles that now have to take place, you start to question, what was the point? You know, what was the point of me working miracles to get me to this point, to then provide a pandemic just as it finished, to then add Brexit to it? And sometimes you have to say positive things to the people around you, and you don't even believe it yourself, but keep repeating it. Keep repeating those promises that God has made to you until you start to believe it. Because I can just only talk for myself here. There are many times when I doubt, just like what Nicole said, as much as you have seen God work miracles in the past, as much as you have seen him answer prayers, something happens where it just knocks your confidence. And as much as you overcome hurdle after hurdle after hurdle, there's a level, you don't become immune to the human emotions, but you have to repeat these promises to yourself. You have to remind yourself over and over again of all the ways God has come through for you until you start to believe it. If you're saying it and you don't believe it, it means you have to increase the number of times you're saying it. When you wake up, say it. When the discouragements come, say it. Even though your brain, you know, sometimes it's like you're having an argument with yourself. That subconscious part of your brain is telling you one thing, and you have to take control of your emotions and not allow your emotions to control you, and remind yourself over and over again until you find peace and you trust that God is with you. God is in control. And even though it doesn't make sense, and this is why I say share your testimony in advance. I am in a hot mess because of Brexit and all of my licenses, but I am not gonna let it get to me anymore, because I recognize that God is in control, and the same way he has come through in the past is the same way he's gonna come through now. So I'm gonna give my testimony and celebrate in advance, even when people think I'm crazy, because I recognize that God is in control. And with this sense in mind, I'm gonna invite us to just break out into a period of prayer. I don't know all of the situations that people are experiencing. I know that they are so vast. There's people with, you know, health concerns, with employment concerns, financial concerns, educational concerns, family relationship. It's so vast, the issues that we are experiencing. But the one consistent theme throughout all of them is that God is with you in control. The same God that was able to bring the universe into being, the same God that was able to breathe life into dirt and create humanity, is the same God that is here and waiting and listening to hear your request. So we're going to spend some time in prayer. I'm going to give you a couple minutes to pray privately by yourself, just personally between you and God. And then we are going to have three prayers together to close off our program for this evening. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes, spend some time with God, and then we'll come together to close off in prayer.
I'm going to pray at this time. Oh, loving Father who art in heaven, I want to thank you, dear Lord, for this opportunity for us to come together. Lord, we're going through different things. Some of us have burdens, financial burdens, employment burdens, family issues, health issues, housing issues, immigration issues, maybe. Lord, there are so many things that beset us. but help us to remember your promises. Just as you were with Joseph, dear Lord, you blessed him in his adversity, that even the people around him were blessed as well and recognized the blessing of the Lord was upon him. So, Lord, I pray that even now, every head that is bowed, bless us, dear Lord, those of us who may or may not be going through things at this time. We know you're the great creator of heaven and earth. Just as the song said, dear Lord, you're higher than the mountains, you're higher than the heavens. Help us to remember this, dear Lord, when we are going through some of our valleys, that you are the God of the mountains, dear Lord. You'll never leave us alone. You'll never leave us comfortless. So help us to continue to remember these things. I pray that your Holy Spirit will strengthen us and help us. Some of us, our memories aren't what it used to be, but I pray that you will bring the text back to our minds, put a song in our heart, that we will lift up our voices to you, dear Lord, and call upon your name to help us. And that when you shall come, we will be ready to receive you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord of hosts, the creator of heaven and earth, Lord, we come to you this evening, giving you the praise that you deserve for being with us throughout the week. You have brought us on your Sabbath day, Lord, the day that you blessed, sanctified, and made holy. Father, we thank you as a group, as church members who are here this evening, that you may bless us individually and collectively. As we look at Joseph, many of us in our lives have gone through things like that. Some worse, some are still going through it. But Lord, we want to ask for your Holy Spirit to fill us, that your light may shine through us, knowing that you will never leave us or forsake us. You promise you are with us in sickness and in health. No matter what we are going through, help us to always remember that. People like Asha, people like Nicole, who have gone through it recently, we appreciate that they can give the testimony. Some of us who are older, we have gone through things like that. And we know that you are a God who never changes. You will always come through for us, Lord. So help us this evening, Lord, as we gather here together, as we welcome the Sabbath. May you bless us. May you bless our families. We pray for those who are sick in our church family, Father, that you may touch them individually and collectively. We pray for the children who are getting ready to give us your word of worship tomorrow, Lord, that you may strengthen them. You may bless them and those who are working with them, Lord, that you may cover them under your mighty wings, because we can't wait to see the beauty that they are bringing to us tomorrow as usual. We thank you for Nicole, who has given us the bread of life this evening. Lord, may you bless her. May you continue to see her through what she has started. And we know that she will end it all well because you are with her and you will be with her always. You will never leave her or forsake her. Lord, whatever she's worried about, she better stop it, because you are a God who promises to be with us always. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name and we bless your name. We thank you for hearing. And we thank you for always answering. For I ask all this, believing and trusting, with thanksgiving, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise has been to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Give thanks and praises unto the Lord. My Lord, I pray, my Lord, that as we hear these prayers here, that we will hear these prayers, my Lord, and that we need to, through thy grace, my Lord Jesus, we need to hear more of these prayers to strengthen thy remnant, my Lord, in these times. I give thanks that thy spirit has spoken through thy male servant, Elder Asher, who hit upon the point that, my Lord, we know that thou art in control. And because we are human, because we are mortal, we still have these doubts. We're still anxious, my Lord, about the situation that we're in, virus, the pandemic, Brexit, among other things, my Lord. For there were times, my Lord, when we would just hear these things on the news and they would be in the news. But over a period of time, it becomes nearer and nearer and closer to us till we start knowing people that have this virus, and even knowing people who have passed, who have gone to sleep with this virus. But we must still know, my Lord, we must still stand strong. We must still grip unto thee, my Lord, and know that thou art in control. And when our faith is tested, my Lord, we still hold strong unto thee, because thou art our Lord and our Saviour. Thou art our salvation. And in thee do we put our trust. So I give thanks and praises, my Lord, for hearing Elder Nicole and her story, which strengthens me, and also Elder Asher as well. Because then I know, my Lord, that I am not alone in this. I am not the only one that feels anxious at this period of time. And I have to pull over to the side of the road or come and sit down and think and not let my thoughts run away and think and say, but my Lord, I know that you are in control. So just take a step back, Lord, and let the Lord do his thing. And then we could go through. I give thanks and praises unto you, my beloved Saviour, my living God. And I thank you for all that you do for us and continue to bless us with, my Lord. Through Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, everyone. They're taking a little with the wind in the background, but it's good for fresh air anyway in this time of lockdown. So we thank you so much, everybody, for coming, for participating. We are smack bang on time, 8 o'clock. You're welcome. Look at that time, keep it. we want to invite you tomorrow morning. The children are taking divine services. Is it Sabbath school and divine service, or just Sabbath?
11:30, yeah.
Divine service. It's a elongated Sabbath school up until 11:30, and then the children are doing divine service.
So it's gonna be incredible.
It's gonna be a great day.
They're looking at David and Goliath.
Yes.
All right. So you have to look for the confirmation that I'm on the right tracks.
Yes.
taking over tomorrow, and the children are gonna be great. They're going to be wonderful, but we need to support them also. So if you can join us tomorrow, that would be great. But if not, I'm inviting all of you back next week from 7 p.m. where we'll come together again for Friday night worship. Thank you. Happy Sabbath. Have a wonderful evening, and see you tomorrow or next week by the grace of God.
Amen.
Happy Sabbath. Thank you.
Happy Sabbath, everybody.
Happy Sabbath.
Goodbye. Good night.
Good night.